Y'all are good to go whenever you're ready.
I'm gonna get off Facebook. I'm ready when you are.
You're live. Go.
Good evening. This is Little D with the Big D. Big D Radio Show. Welcome back. We've been gone for several weeks, several months actually, and we are glad to be back in the studio.
Yeah, we're still kind of figuring things out here. We did a promo for football like 30 seconds ago.
Yes, sir.
It was like a jigsaw puzzle, making it all fit in the right time frame.
And we're here tonight on Wednesday. Our usual program is Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Big D
But you never know. You might actually hear it Thursday at 4 or something, because I'll probably hear it back tomorrow.
You probably could. You just never know, Jay. You never know. But we welcome you into our studio tonight. We always start the Big D Show out with prayer. So I have Christopher Greer in studio tonight. He is co-hosting with me. Big D is out. His aunt has passed away. We'd like to keep him in our prayers. He will return soon. So, Christopher, if you don't mind, would you please start us out in prayer?
God, we come before you tonight with praise. We give you glory for all that you are and all that you do for us. We lift you up, God. We thank you for the blessings you've given to us. Thank you for the friends. Thank you for our health, for the breath in our bodies. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. Well, in studio tonight, I have some special guests. I have in Dr. Joe and Kim Johnson. Welcome to the Big D Radio Show.
Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about you. Now, you, Dr. Johnson, are a active physician here in Coleman. Right. You guys are from Coleman. So tell me a little bit about you.
I'm originally from Birmingham, but we've been here since 1995. So, and I'm in family practice with Coleman Primary Care up here at the hospital. So we've been here since 1995. And Kim?
I teach middle school, 8th grade math at Coleman Middle School.
Yes, ma'am. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So how's the school year going so far?
It's going good, yeah. Uh-huh. Everybody still has the perfect grade. Everybody's got 100. And the perfect grade.
I love that response.
Everybody's undefeated.
Yeah. Undefeated.
It's good,
yeah. So I know that you guys have an amazing story. And our dear friend, Steve James, from KenyaRelief.org. If you're not familiar with KenyaRelief.org, please, please go to the website, watch the video, watch the intro video first, so you can understand the basis of why and what Steve does. So tell me how you guys are connected to him.
Well, I've known Steve for just about as long as we've been here. He was a CRNA at the hospital, so I've known him through that. And we several years ago briefly went to church together. And so basically we knew Steve, or I knew Steve, even before there was a Kenya Relief. And so we've kind of known him and seen that whole thing from the ground up. I think some of our girls knew Brittany.
I actually taught a girls' Bible study at the church, and Brittany was in that Bible study for a short period of time. So I got to know Brittany before all of this happened too.
From the community involvement, we've known about Kenya Relief from ground zero, but we've never actually seen it and experienced it and everything. And our youngest daughter just graduated from high school, and we said, where would you like to go for your senior trip? And for years and years, she's always said, I want to go to Kenya. She's heard the Kenya Relief, and she's heard Steve's talks and everything else. And when we asked her last year, she said, I still want to go to Kenya. So it's like, well, okay, let's make that happen. So I guess Kim got together with Dusty downtown, and you know, we tried to match up everybody's schedules. We wanted all of our girls to go with us. And
we have three daughters. Mallory's our youngest. Mm-hmm. And our older two daughters live out of town. One of our daughters just graduated from nursing school, so she's a new RN, so she wanted
awesome.
To go and get some experience. Yes, thank you.
So basically we got, you know, all the planning and preparation and matched up schedules, and that's how we got hooked in with Team 13 to go this year.
So. Okay. So tell me, when did you go?
We left July 3rd. So actually we were laying over in the Philadelphia airport on the 4th of July. So we left July 3rd and we got back the 15th
yeah.
or mm-hmm. so. So we're there for, mm-hmm. we were gone from here almost 2 weeks.
So I'm sure your daughter's not with us, and she doesn't have the ability to be here with us to testify.
Right.
But that's what I'd like you to do.
Oh, sure.
I want you to tell me what your experience was like.
Yeah.
In the field.
Everything, that's like I told Steve, we had it last night of the trip. There's always a share time where everybody gets together and just kind of talks about their reflections on the trip. And basically what I said was everything about this trip, from the time we decided we wanted to go, that we felt like God was leading us to go, to the time we got back, everything about this trip was over the top. I mean, the planning, the preparation, the cost, the distance, the blessing, the things that we did, the things that we saw, and just the reward. And then traveling back, you know, we wore the same clothes for 48 hours because, you know, we drove 8 hours from Migori to Nairobi and then flew 10 hours to London and 10 hours to Dallas and then 2 hours back to Birmingham. And so everything about it was just over the top. And it was a really, really great trip. I was involved in the medical end of it. The team emphasis was primarily endocrine, which is, for this particular team, was neck surgery. Thyroid problems, particularly goiter and really enlarged thyroids, are pretty common there because they don't have as much access to iodized salt like we do. You know, mm-hmm. Morton salt's got iodine in it, so we don't have that problem. But a lot of people there, have swollen thyroids like they've got softballs in their neck. And, of course, that's a cosmetic problem, but it can be a physical problem as well. So that was the particular emphasis of this team of surgeons and nurse anesthetists and surgical nurses. But myself and Dr. Mike Hall, we went to just do medical clinic. So we saw a lot of other people, and I think in 3 days, the two of us together, we saw probably about 400 people.
Wow.
Which was a little busier than what we're used to here.
Yeah.
And that was just, you know, it was just such an experience. Mm-hmm. We saw some things that, you know, you see here, and we saw some things that you don't see here, and saw some people with malaria. You know, they have from a medical standpoint, they have a rapid malaria test there, like we have rapid strep throat tests here, because mm-hmm. they deal with it so often. I recently saw a guy here that we thought might have had malaria. It took 3 days to get his test back, you know. But over there, because they see it all the time, could get a test back in 3 hours. So, got to work with some of the Kenyan nurses and nurse practitioners. They were our translators. They're primarily they speak English, but Swahili is more their native language. So needed somebody to translate for us. So that was helpful too. But from the medical standpoint, that was the main thing, and it's good to help people and things like that. But it was just really just quite an experience. Anytime you kind of step out of the culture and you step into some other culture and some other nation, I mean, it's really amazing. The first hour I sat down, it was kind of like I was in medical school again, because I was, you know, I had to reorient myself. It was a completely different setting, and. And we didn't have the medical records and the computer in front of us like we do here. So took a few minutes to kind of get oriented to that. But kind of once you got used to it, then it flowed better. So
as a physician, how many years have you been practicing?
I've been here for 23 years. So I've been in practice about 25 years total if you count residency. So
even though you had to resort to old school ways.
Yeah.
How rewarding was it for you to be able to go over there and use your God-given talent? Because your talent that God has given you is from Him, not from man.
Right, absolutely.
And to spread that love.
Sure. Well, you know, we take things for granted here. I mean, you know, we've got 7 urgent cares in this town alone, you know, so there's abundant access to medical care. A lot of these people walked and drove for hours to get there, you know, to see me or Dr. Hall or to come get their surgery done. And a lot of people, when they would get there, you know, they would have to wait in line, and if some of them had spent the night on the grounds overnight for the clinic the next morning. So, just to be able to kind of go and help, and you know, we were part of one team, and they have teams every 3 weeks go over there. So it wasn't like we were the group or anything like that, but just being a part of a big organization that's doing a lot of good. And that was one of the biggest takeaways I had from the trip, was just after seeing and after hearing of Kenya Relief for years and years and years, actually getting to see it, see what's actually going on, and see what's going on around it outside that compound was really just amazing. And that was probably the biggest blessing I got, was just seeing, you know, how Coleman has a very big footprint over there because of Steve starting it, but also how God takes the power of multiplication and just blows stuff up like this. Because I was just like, I can't believe this is all what Steve James started. You know, he'll tell you it's not him. Only God could have done this.
It's true.
Right, through all this. Mm-hmm. I mean, and our team was from all over the country. That kind of blew my mind, too. Just the networks that have been established over the last 5 or 10 years with all these different people and nurse practitioners and nurses and all the other teams that they do. You know, they're going to be doing education teams and stuff like that. And just seeing the good that has been done in the hundreds and hundreds of lives that have been saved, you know, more or less all because of what happened to Steve's daughter, because that's what triggered the whole thing. So, you know, something terrible like that, hundreds of lives get saved because of that. Taking something bad and making something really awesome out of it.
So even though you were on this huge team working in this network, how personable did you get with your patients? Did you get to read their stories?
Well, not really a whole lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, the team wasn't that big. There was a very good personal connection among the team because we all lived together for the whole time that we were there, and we ate together and traveled together and everything else. So there's really more of a personal connection with the team, which was great. Which is one of the great things. This was my fourth mission trip to go on. So, first with this group, but you're always going to be exposed to some great people when you go on stuff like this, mm-hmm. you know. And not everybody was Christian. We had a Jewish doctor on there, and we had a Muslim nurse anesthetist on there, but we all just got along great. It was a great team, very professional. Everybody worked hard together. And particularly in the surgery area, because you got doctors working with nurses and everybody working with equipment they've never worked with together before. And, you know, I know they had some headaches with that, like they always do, but all in all, it was a mm-hmm. great team. So didn't get a lot of it, you know, prolonged exposure with the patients. There were a few patients that were kids that live on the compound there, and we would see them later. And with the nurse practitioners that were our translators, we got to, you know, see them every day. So, you know, you get a little bit of a relationship with them.
The impact that you have done there. Mm-hmm. You're saying this is your fourth mission trip.
Mm-hmm.
And the surgeries that you have performed there.
I didn't do the surgery, but, yeah, I got to do the medical end of it, which mm-hmm. on my other trips was kind of the same sort of thing.
But still, just to be part of that is such a blessing. And
right.
Probably brings you to a place that you've never been, because it's so humbling.
Yeah, getting to see the other cultures and see things that we take for granted, things that we do take for granted that they couldn't even dream of there, you know, in terms of medicines and facilities. And, you know, we gripe about our computers and our medical records and everything, but at the end of that, I was like, boy, I sure would like to have a medical record to look at. And sometimes they would come in, their medical record would be wadded up paper that they had from a hospital in Magori or something mm-hmm. like that. So, you know, things that we take for granted really makes you appreciate it.
And especially like the particular area of not having the salt. You know, we have simple
how
salt.
Basic.
How
yeah.
basic and simple mm-hmm. that is. And how we take that.
Or clean tap water.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
I know that's Steve. He always talks about, you know, clean water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you don't even on the compound, you don't use the tap water to even brush your teeth. You still uh-huh. use a bottle to get your toothbrush wet and to rinse your mouth out mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And so
one of the things that I was struck by, even with all of the lack of, you know, the luxuries that we have, the people there in general were so gracious and so kind and so gentle.
Humility.
And
it's amazing.
It was so neat to see that, they were so appreciative and so grateful for us being there. And I got to see that more, I guess, than Joe did, because I was kind of helping, kind of floating around, helping in different places. And just the people and the family members were just so, so grateful and so appreciative. And that was a blessing for me to see, you know, they had so little compared to us, but they're just such a kind people.
Did you get to spend time with children?
I did, actually. Mm-hmm. They were in school. They are in school in July, but 2 different days after they got out at 3 o'clock, I went back to the compound, the orphanage, and got to work with some of the students who, in eighth grade there, they have to take a test at the end of eighth grade in October. And if they don't pass that test, they don't get to go to high school. They're done with school. They're out on the street. And mm-hmm. so the stakes are pretty high. So I got to work with some students a couple of days just to kind of help tutor them and you know, kind of encourage them mainly. So that was the most fun for me, was getting to do what I do, but do it there. And the students pretty much do the same material that we do here. They have the same topics that they study, and so that was very neat for me to see that.
It's interesting that your husband is a doctor and you're a teacher, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. God has complimented you guys with each other.
We think so. Yeah.
It's a very for me to sit across from you two, yeah. and know how hard that you work together, mm-hmm. as a team. You've raised your girls, and mm-hmm. Now you're giving back, mm-hmm. and you're allowing God to guide your steps to where you're going. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that, to me, humility to me goes a long way,
yeah. Yeah.
because I believe with every fiber of my being that in our society, people struggle with humility.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And when you experience something like you have, mm-hmm. guys have over in Kenya, and it just brings you to a whole different place, a whole different mm-hmm. level.
I've always
talked with Steve, and he's just the most humble guy I know.
Yes. Yes.
I've always said, I mean, every American needs to spend at least 1 week out of the country, preferably in a third world country. I mean, it changes your perspective. You know, people say, "Is mission trip change your life?" Well, mostly it changes your life because it changes your perspective. Things that you used to gripe about, and, you know, we watch stuff on TV and you gripe about this, that, and the other, and then you realize we don't have anything to gripe about. What are we spending our time griping about? So, but particularly if they can go to a third world country and just spend a week, I mean, you really realize what we have, man. It's, you know, and stuff that we take for granted. I mean, survival is not a given in these places. I mean, they can get sick and die, and then get bad water. I mean, you know, it's just endless numbers of things that could, mm-hmm. you know, that could happen. So, so it does change your perspective. So, you know, anybody that's gone on any of these mission trips will tell you, you know, yeah, you give and you contribute and you help, but really you get a lot more than you give, you know.
So I want to say your youngest daughter, who graduated from high school, she got to go mm-hmm. on her trip, and that was her choice, was to go to Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me a little bit about her experience there and what she learned as a young woman that is, you know, fixing to go into society and be in the adult world.
Well, she is leaving actually in a couple of days to go to Sanford. She feels called to music and worship, so she's going to be worshiping, you know, and leading worship. So we're very proud of her for that. But she was Joe's helper. She wasn't his nurse, but she kind of ran errands for him and guided patients. And she really kind of echoes what we had said about the humility of the people, and how she realized their need and their gentleness and their kindness. She also was very struck by we got to go on a safari the last 2 days of the trip, and she wrote just a really great, I think it was an Instagram post about the beauty of God's creation and how you just really see it in a new light there, because it's so unspoiled and just so, I don't know, she worded it very well. I wish I could read it, but just how magnificent and awesome and huge God's creation is, and the stillness of it. So that was her lesson.
And we have to mention the safari too, if this, because we're kind of promoting Kenya Relief.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Well, that was, you know, after we worked hard and everything, The Serengeti, which is this big, huge jungle savanna area in Kenya and Tanzania. Yeah, is very close to where we were. So after we worked hard, they took the whole team, and this was part of the trip. And there's several resorts kind of scattered out. Now you're way, way out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, you know, we drove for 50 miles and didn't see anything but dirt roads,
and then
we come up to this hill, and there's this resort. It's kind of like a hotel. It's really very nice, surprisingly nice. And so for the last 2 days, basically all we did was, you know, we got to sleep. Well, we didn't sleep late. We still had to get up early to go for the safari. they take you in these safari vans, and you drive all throughout the wildlife preserve looking for the animals. And we saw pretty much everything. I mean, just like what you see on TV, the zebras and the elephants and the lions and, you know, all the other animals. We didn't see the wildebeest. It's famous for the humongous wildebeest migration, where just thousands and thousands of them come. But we were there a little bit early for that. But that was the last 2 days, and it was, you know, just that everywhere you look is just, you know, grassy plains and these trees, and words can't even begin to describe it. Really, you just kind of have to see it. But it was a great topper to to the trip and everything, just to kind of get to go and just ride and look around. And it's creation like none of us have ever seen before. Mm-hmm. There's nothing even close to it in North America that I know of. Except,
well, I naively said, I've been to Epcot. I mean, I've to Animal Kingdom at Disney World. I've seen a safari. I've done this. You know, it was that times about 100. I mean, it was just so much more and so beautiful. I mean, it was. Yeah.
So let's talk about Kenya Relief. Excuse me for just a minute. How passionate are you about people going to Kenya? I know you've said this a couple times throughout the interview that you've been here with me. How affordable and easy is it for the average person to go that is not working on a medical team or not in an education level, but yet feels driven to be part of missions?
One of the things that we realized when we got there and met our other team members, a lot of people on the team did all kinds of fundraisers. And so that's how they raised the funds. They sent out letters for support. A lot of people sold t-shirts and did yard sales and different ways to raise the funds so that it was, you know, not the money just out of their pocket. It was also a way for their family and friends and church members to be involved in the trip. So, one of the girls told me that a lady in her church said, I'll never get to go to Kenya, but I can help you get there. And so it was a great way to kind of, she had her whole church's support, and she knew that. And that was neat to be able to raise the money that way, you know, and then she was going to share with her church, of course, when she went back. And
now, is there a local way that people can contact beside KenyaRelief.org to be able to go on mission trips? Because I know it's established here in several of our local churches. Where do you guys attend?
We go to Northbrook.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So Northbrook is really active there also.
So we
basically, I guess they would just call mainly Westy, the main office.
Yeah, the you know. Office is in the warehouse district, right above Flavors.
Yes. I go there all the time. I think Steve's office rocks.
Yeah. It smells great.
It does. But,
I have been there quite a few times. I've gotten to know Dusty very well. Dusty Stanley is, you know, kind of does all the administrative things here. So that has been the best thing for me, for our family, is just to be able to run right over there and talk with her or pick things up or ask questions. And so we really are in an advantage here in Coleman because we have the local office right here. So that's a great way to make that connection.
Right.
So.
And you don't have to be a medical person at all. I mean, myself and my daughter, we're the only ones with any medical expertise at all, but there's something for everybody. I mean, particularly, you know, educators, and I think they're going to be working on a soccer ministry, just all kind of things. If you have any desire to go on a mission trip at all and go to Kenya, no matter what you do, they can find something for you to do. And you may have a skill that they actually need, like electricians or construction or
farming. There's a farm there now that they are really getting going so that the children in the orphanage can learn to work the farm, the shamba. And there are two missionaries out now that just are the farmers, and they're working the farm and are in charge of that. So that's kind of neat to see the different arms of Kenya Relief, you know, the school and the soccer ministry and the farm and the clinic. And it's just a great thing.
And it's God-centered.
Yes.
That's the most important thing, you know, because you're everything you do, you're doing with, from love in your heart, and all glory and praise goes to our Father above,
Amen.
Because that's what defines us as humans, of children of His. So, I really appreciate you guys coming in tonight.
Sure,
it was very nice to meet you. I'd love to have you guys back in.
Sure.
No big deal, and really, really enjoy talking to you too.
Sure.
So, I have an open door policy here, so I am inviting you to come back in at any time, please.
Great. Thank you.
And if you plan a new trip, please let us know.
I will.
This is Little D with the Big D Radio Show. We're going to take a break. And next, we have Jesse Priest. He will be in studio playing some new tunes. We'll be right back.
St. Paul the persecutor was a cruel and sinful man. Jesus hit him with a blinding light, and then his life began. I said it, yeah. I said it, yeah. New temptation, he loves women, wine, and soul, and all special questions, I'm doing something wrong. I said, yeah. I said, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You'll never make it.
Let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof. Friday Night Live returns to Live 95.
Nick Phillips on the carry, big hole, 40, 35, 30, 20, running away from Warriors.
Thursday night, August 23rd, as the Fairview Aggies travel to West Point to battle the Warriors.
Loads and fires complete at the 6-yard line. What a good catch by Hunter Appling.
If your business or organization would like to be a part of Friday Night Live, email studio at live95coleman.com. That's studio at live95coleman.com. Have your business or organization mentioned during each broadcast of Friday Night Live.
Fires into the end zone. It's caught. It's caught. Touchdown Raiders. Touchdown Raiders. Touchdown Raiders. The Good Hope Raiders have scored as the ball game comes to an end.
Friday Night Live returns to Live 95.
Thursday night,
August 23rd, as Fairview takes on West Point. Friday Night Live is an exclusive presentation of Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. When a disaster occurs, neighbors and community organizations want to reach out and help. But this isn't always easy. That's where your local Coleman County VOAD can help. VOAD stands for Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster. Your Coleman County VOAD serves to coordinate relief efforts throughout the county during times of crisis to ensure no area or family is left unassisted. But to do this, the Coleman County VOAD needs your help. Whether you're an individual, faith-based group, civic organization, or business, your Coleman County VOAD needs your help. To learn how you can be a part of the Coleman County VOAD, call the Coleman County EMA at 739-5410. 739-5410. Email ColemanCountyVOAD@gmail.com or search Coleman County VOAD on Facebook. Your Coleman County VOAD is Volunteer Organizations Active in Disaster.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Hey, it's Josh, the newest voice of Live 95, and your host for Joshin' Around. After a long summer vacation, we will return Tuesday the 28th at 7 p.m. Join me and we can talk about what's going on. See you the 28th at 7.
Broadcasting from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95. Coleman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP, Coleman.
Welcome back in studio with Little D tonight. Is Jesse Priest, our very own.
Hey.
How are you, Jesse?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What have you been doing?
Playing, writing.
Have you now?
Yes, ma'am.
Boy, we've missed you.
It's great to be back.
I know. Big D's probably like, Jesse was coming in.
Yeah.
But, you know, he'll get with you. You can get in, come in here and play for us anytime.
Oh, yeah.
My guess is playing and writing is about as profitable as having a radio station, would be my guess.
Right. As of right now, yeah, that's true.
It's the labor of love.
Labor of love, absolutely. What are you going to play for us tonight?
Well, I got a couple new originals. And yeah. And then I think that's what I'll play.
All right, so what are you going to play first?
Well, we just wrote this song.
I'm we just wrote. Now, yeah. You're in a group now. Tell me a little bit about it. Whoa, don't get ahead of me now.
Well, we're Jesse Priest Music. And so we our first big show's coming up September 29th at the Smith Lake Country Music Festival.
I knew you were going to play there.
So we're excited about that. That way everybody can get introduced to us and mm-hmm. we make some waves.
mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about your band. Who you got playing?
Aaron Chandler. He's my lead guitarist. He's a good guy. I met him doing a benefit show for the Fairview Band. He was doing DJ stuff. And he said, well, I play lead. And I was like, well, I need a lead guitar player. So it's me and him and one of my good friends from high school. He also went to Fairview. I mean, I went to Holly Pond, so, you know, it's kind of mm-hmm. odd.
Yeah, but oh well.
I had a real good friend. His name's CJ McAnally. And so me and him got together with Aaron, and we've been playing and writing. And
does he play the drums? Good.
Yes, ma'am.
Does he? Okay. Now, let me ask you this, because the last time we did the Big D show, I invited you in, and you had something that you were doing. So you have been blessed to walk into a few churches and spread some love. Tell me about that.
Celebrate Recovery we do at our Methodist church in Holly Pond. We it's on Tuesday nights.
It's a great program.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. And I'm just glad that they keep wanting me to come back and sing for them, you know.
They keep wanting you to come back and sing because that's what's in you, son.
Oh, yeah.
And it just flows out.
But it's a great thing. So, you know, if you know anybody that's just hurting from anything in the world, you know, come on out because it's awesome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, tell me what you're going to sing.
You
got a name?
Yeah, I actually have names this
time. You have names this time. I'm proud of you.
This one is called Beers, Bonfires, and Backroads.
Heck yeah!
And this is the newest song that we've written, and we're trying to get a video up for it made of the song. So mm-hmm. we got some stuff in the works.
All right. Are you going to lay out a new EP soon?
Yes, ma'am.
Heck yeah.
That's what we're hoping to do, is release the video first and then do the EP.
Well, whenever you're ready. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesse Priest.
Working hard in this farming town, I'll wake until the sun goes down. Friday finally rolls around. Load the truck up and head on out. Half a mile down a dead end road. Here's the spot we love to go. The fire's high and beer is ice cold. Just look to the south and follow the glow. And we come from the land, beers, bonfires, and back roads. Grandpa talking about moonshine and fishing with cane poles. And each night Grandma prays for your soul, 'cause she knows. We come from the land, beers, bonfires, and back roads. Around here we've been known to getting dirty. Preacher said that he heard it last Sunday. We was raising hell down by the lake. And round here we don't worry about the Barney Fives. We just keep on riding on the wild side. So if you ain't scared, then climb inside. 'Cause we come from the land of beers, bonfires, and back roads. Grandpa talking about moonshine and fishing with cane poles. Each night Grandma prays for your soul, 'cause she knows we come from the land of beers, bonfires, and back roads. Yes, we do. This is where I was born. This is where I'll die. When I'm gone, don't hang your head and cry. Just hold that can up to the sky. 'Cause I come from the land of beer, bonfires, and back roads.
Very nice, man.
Awesome, Jesse. Awesome. I love that.
is good. That's some good stuff.
I'm glad you like it. Y'all the first to hear
it? We're the first to hear it? Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. I know Big D's like, that's my boy.
Good stuff.
That is really good stuff.
I'm still in awe of your voice. Like, the first time I heard you sing, you came in, and I was like, I kind of had some misconceptions, you know, some things in my mind. I'm like, yeah, okay, he's probably not very good.
Christopher!
No, I get it. I mean, I understand.
I'm like, all right, let's see what he can do. Whoa, okay. I was not expecting that.
That's one of my favorite parts about playing somewhere I've never played before.
Yeah.
You just get the looks, you know, and you feel people are like, okay.
Oh, could you feel Big D over here when you first came in here? I thought he was going to flip out of the chair.
All right.
What you got for us now?
We'll slow it back down.
Okay.
We'll do this one here. Is a kind of love gone wrong song.
Love gone wrong.
And
we all know about that.
Yeah. This is called You Chose to Stay.
You Chose to Stay. Welcome. This is Jesse Priest.
You now broke the heart that cared, the one that I promised would always be there. And as it fell, it reached for you. But you let it shatter. Tell me, what do I do? 'Cause you are the song that I plan to sing for the rest of my life. Then you left me this way. And I'd give up forever and spend all yesterdays for just a moment when you chose to stay. I'll be the first to admit wasn't always the best, but I tried and I tried, God, I'd never rest. 'Cause you were the skies in my August sunset, my favorite dream, one I'll never forget. 'Cause you are the song that I plan to sing for the rest of my life. Then you left me this way. And I'd give up forever and trade all yesterday for just a moment where you chose to stay.
Good stuff.
Beautiful.
Appreciate
absolutely
good
beautiful
stuff, man.
That is just gorgeous. Thank boy, you have definitely been doing some writing.
Yeah, I try.
People on the interwebs are liking it.
That's good.
Oh, Jesse's so talented. He's that natural
flow.
It just flows through him and out of him. Are you going to play one for us now? And
sure.
Let's split the difference in the time. We're 7:11, so we're good.
You want to hold it for a minute, Jesse?
Yeah,
we're going to swap pans.
We're going to tag off for a second.
Christopher, what have you been up to?
I have been writing a lot of new music and coaching Little League football and having a really good time, you know, being active in church and, you know, praising God. And
you and your beautiful wife came and went to church with me and Big D.
We had a great time.
Wonderful visit. I enjoyed it so much.
So
you're going to play a new original?
This is a brand new original. This has not been played before. This is called Driver, Oh Driver. And it's a little sad, but I think it's a pretty good song.
All right. Welcome to the studio. This is Christopher Greer.
Driver, oh driver, can we sit here a while? My kids can't remember how I look when I smile. 2 years away. I hope they know Daddy cares. Though I dreamed of returning, my mind's over there. Driver, oh driver, please excuse my tears. I waited for this, but now it fills me with fear. Went to fight with my brothers, now I'm all alone. And though it's right there before me, I can never go home. Driver, oh driver, have I wasted my life? Is there for my country, but not for my wife? Yeah, I can't go back to what I was before. While she loved me and waited, I marched off to war. Driver, oh, the horror I've seen. Oh, death and destruction, will I ever be clean? I want to forget, but I can't let it go. The war never left me, it's all that I know. Oh, God, forgive me. God, forgive me. Oh, forgive me. God, forgive me. Please, God, forgive me. Driver, oh driver, why are we driving away? My family's behind us, won't you please let me stay? The light is so bright, I can barely see. Is heaven the place that you're driving me?
That's awesome, Christopher.
Thank you.
That is just awesome. It just don't get no better than that.
Well, it's that was one of the ones that wrote itself. I mean, all I did was hold the pen, and I had a buddy of mine call me, and we talked about some things that he was experiencing, kind of along those lines, some people that he knew, and all of a sudden it started flowing. And when it does, and Jesse, you could probably relate to this.
Oh, yeah.
You grab a pen, and you write as fast as you can so you don't lose it.
Yeah. In the middle of the night, went over there and started writing.
My wife, when she gave birth to my little girl, she was still in the hospital, and I was sleeping on that awful trundle bed thing in the hospital. And at 2 o'clock in the morning, I just sit up like Frankenstein. And she says, honey, what's wrong? I said, don't talk to me. Just don't talk to me. And I'm digging around for a notebook, and I get it, and I start writing. And I wrote a song about my daughter. And, you know, when that happens, you just got to roll with it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have any choice.
Yeah, Baybrook, when we had her in here, she said that she used to take napkins. Mm-hmm. And she would just write, you know, lyrics mm-hmm. on napkins. So... Hello. How are you?
That must be my dad.
Uh-huh. Rejected your call, Dad. Sorry.
Yeah.
We'll have to call you back after the show. We apologize.
Would you like me to play one?
I want you to play another one, please, if you don't mind. And what are you going to play now?
I wanted to play something old school. I wanted to play some old school gospel.
Heck yeah. I like the old school
stuff.
This
is All My Hope.
Yeah. I've been healed by the Savior. Felt the fire from above. I've been down to the river. Ain't the same, the prodigal return. All my hope is in Jesus. Thank God my yesterday's gone. All my sins are forgiven. I've been washed by blood. I'm no stranger to prisons. I've worn shackles and chains. I've been freed and forgiven. Not going back, I'll never be the same. That's why I sing. All my hope is in Jesus. Thank God my yesterday's gone. All my sins are forgiven. I've been washed by blood. This kind of thing that just breaks a man and breaks him down to his knees. God, I've been broken more than a time or two. And then he picked me up and showed me what it means to be a man now. All my hope is in Jesus. Thank God yesterday's gone. All my sins are forgiven. I've been washed by the blood. All my sins are forgiven. I've been washed by love.
Beautiful. Just beautiful. We are so blessed to have a merciful God.
Amen. If he give me half of what I deserve, I don't even want to think about that.
I know the feeling.
Yep. Just tag off, brother. We got time for another song by Jesse.
Yes, we do. We sure do. What are you going to bring us, Jesse?
All right. Well, this one is, people always told me, you know, if you're going to do country music, you got to do songs about trucks.
Oh, yeah.
You know, girls and all that. And I'm a different kind of writer. Like, you know, I write more from the heart and about real life than just
trucks and
whatever.
Girls.
But, me and Aaron Chandler actually wrote this one together. This is called Truck I Can't Afford. And we wrote it. We were watching YouTube videos of other country music artists, and we read a comment, and it said, well, this song makes me want to drive a truck I can't afford. So I said,
bingo.
Well, let's write one. Let's write it. So that's what this song is.
Again, Jesse Priest.
She makes me wanna drive around in a truck I can't afford. So I went out and bought a jacked up 4x4. I don't know how to pay for it, but I needed something more. She made me wanna drive around in a truck I couldn't afford. Well, I picked her up for our first date. She came out and said, it looks great, and I just smiled. I said, yeah, I thought you'd like it. It's
Got a 6-inch lift sitting on 35s and a chrome shining in her eyes. And as I fired it up and said, climb inside. She makes me want to drive around in a truck I can't afford. So I went out and bought a jacked up 4x4. Don't know how I'll pay for it, but I needed something more. And she makes me want to drive around in a truck I can't afford. Well, we fired it up and we headed down Main. I could tell it was fixing to rain, so we headed back out to the county line. To a spot that nobody knows. The mud is thick and the beer's ice cold. I tell you, it's nights like these I thought would save our souls. She left and the repo came, took all my dreams. I sure do miss those days when she made me want to drive around in a truck I couldn't afford. She made me want to drive around in a truck I couldn't afford. So I went out and bought a jacked up 4x4. Don't know how I paid for it, but I needed something more. She made me drive around in a truck, yeah, a truck I couldn't afford.
Very nice.
Awesome,
man.
Awesome, Jesse. That is just awesome.
I gotta say this, and I've known you now for how long have we known each other now? About 6-9 months, something like that.
I think close to a year now.
Yeah, I thought closer to a year. One of the things I admire about your music, you don't fall back on. We got to write a country song. It's got to have red solo cups and girls in short shorts and a cornfield. Make sure it's got a cornfield. You don't do that, man. You write about real life. Yeah. And I get into your music the way I get into very few country artists. So, man, props to you.
Well, I appreciate good stuff. That.
He's a very, very talented young man.
Somebody says they want me and you to do a CD together.
That would be awesome.
We'll consider it.
I think we could do
it. Do you sing any gospel?
I do.
Do you?
Every now and then. Just depends.
If I put it on the fly, will you sing something gospel, please?
Right now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure Christopher will know it, so, you know.
Like what?
I might not be able to play it.
I don't know.
I know
you tell me. We have 6 minutes.
6 minutes.
How about Amazing Grace?
All right, my chains are gone on that one.
I was thinking the classic Amazing Grace played to House of the Rising Sun. You know how to do that? I could play it.
I haven't done it in a long time. We used to do it. I haven't done it that way in a while, though.
All right, you'll compromise now. We've got 6 minutes.
Play and sing it with me?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Right. Well, give me the camera.
All right.
And guys, I'm going to do a little treat here.
All right. You know the lyrics to the first verse, right?
I believe so.
'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved the wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun.
Moving in this room like nobody's business. Yep. I don't know what asked me to ask you guys to play together and
to play me a gospel song, especially you when I want to hear you out of your comfort zone, because I know that you're a country music boy and I wanted to hear some gospel out of you, and I got it. Yes, and ma'am. You hit that second verse, son. I love you, Jesse. I do. And, you know, Dee and I, you hold a special place with us. When we first met Christopher on this show and he started coming in with us, and how we see the Lord flow through him, I just saw the Lord flow through you. I have chill bumps on my arms, and I know I put you on the spot, but I appreciate you playing on the fly.
Yes, ma'am.
Christopher, I'm going to make your announcement.
Sure.
Christopher Greer is joining the broadcasting team tomorrow night at West Point Fairview. They will be live at 6 p.m. He's going to be helping Dylan Demert. I think I said that right.
Demert.
Thanks, Jay. Demert.
That's how we spontaneously do things around here. This deal was arranged approximately 1 hour ago.
Absolutely. He did the 4-minute session before the show started. He was back there coughing and hacking and had to start over. But boy, he did it in 4 minutes. But Christopher Greer will definitely be bringing it tomorrow night. You know, he has that voice.
And I'm looking forward to it. I mean, it's not every day that we get to, you know, sort of shuffle the cards a little bit and let people play different roles around here.
Absolutely.
And,
Absolutely.
I think it'll be fun.
And Christopher's been with us for over a year now. So, you know, he's just kind of part of our show and part of our radio station. So.
And I know he'll do a much better job at it than I would. So.
Oh, Jay, now.
I think you just wanted to go watch a movie, Jay.
Jay's going to watch a movie.
No, I will be there with you. I'll be there for tech support and moral support.
Well, that's awesome. I want to say thank you to all of our guests tonight, Joe and Kim Johnson, and Steve James, who brought, you know, them in here to tell their testimony about their experience in Kenya. You can find out more information at www.kenyarelief.org. If you're interested in a missions trip, you can contact the office here in Coleman. It is local over in the warehouse district, up on the top floor at the end of the building.
That is a very humbling experience, as you know, from the show tonight with a testimony from this beautiful couple that came in. I want to do a shout out to Jesse Priest, who always brings it to the table and brings his natural self to us and that beautiful talent that he has that God has given him.
Thank you for having me again.
Christopher Greer, you didn't know. I carry you in my heart. I love you, and I appreciate you coming in and hosting with me tonight.
Thank you for having me. Everyone
to please keep Big D in your prayers.
Yep.
And I'm going to try not to cry. And Ashley Wilson from Kurt's Closet, if you don't mind, please say a little prayer for her. We will return Tuesday night with Understanding the Law with local attorney Melvin Hastings, and then we will air regular time on Thursday at 6:30. Christopher Greer will be hosting next Thursday. I'm sure he has an array of guests to bring in, and he will put on a fabulous show. Christopher, if you don't mind, would you pray us out, please?
I would be happy to. I'm going to do something a little bit different. Heavenly Father, we come to you. God, we give you praise and we give you glory for all that you've done. Thank you for letting us be here today. Lord, thank you for letting us experience this tonight. Just hearing the testimony of the people that are doing your work, having a chance to raise our voices in praise to you. God, we want to say a prayer tonight for Ashley Wilson and for Big D. Both of them are going through some things. Big D had a loss in his family. We want to pray for healing and comfort for both of these people. We love them very much. We ask that you touch them, God. You know the need before we even begin to say it, Lord. We just give you the thanks and the glory for all that you do for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you for joining the Big D Radio Show tonight. This is Little D Danielle signing off.
God bless you.
And God bless America.
Broadcasting from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP, Cullman.